862237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is our final four segments of our visit with Colin Bennett from his home in the UK. The book is called Flying Saucers Over the White House, The Inside Story of Captain Edward J. Ruppelt and His Official U.S. Air Force Investigation of UFOs. And now we're taking that as a starting point and going into other places. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. On the Paracast, Colin, you want to amplify further your response before Chris asks another question?
Well, yeah, I was saying that this term, men in black, magical beings, the great religious leaders, the seers, the prophets, they're all gurus, magical beings. Yet most of the planet relies on them for moral insight. Because on this program, we've talked about technology. We haven't mentioned, morality. And morality is a great imaginative concept. Humanity doesn't live by technology. It lives by the rules of behavior, forming a moral basis for reference. Now, this is where technology meets magic. It is an expression of our faith and belief and creativity. But it must be moral. So that next thing is rather complicated. Do you drop atomic bombs here, there, and everywhere? So technology and morality and magic are bound up. The great cultures are magical cultures. The Jesus system is a magical culture. Now, show business is a magical culture. Royalty is a magical culture. What defines a magical culture? It's a culture of faith and not fact. Fact is a rather superficial construct, which when you look at the clockwork it's made of, becomes a magical system. Science said, oh, we'll push these silly magical systems aside, like Jesus, like royalty, like film stars, yeah, like glamour and mystery. We'll push them aside. We'll replace it by fact. Fact is merely the fine-tooled version. It's propaganda. It's not fact at all. It's built of conspiracies as a clock is built of parts. And when you say objective fact, it's a screen for the conspiracies, which are still there and still operative, even though fact is a kind of consumer-polished thing which we go by and use as a walking stick for our sanity. Okay?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you very much.
Well, I can appreciate where you're coming from. We all live in a consensual reality. We all have to make determinations on where we're going to be, where we're going to place our beliefs. And some of us tend to be more conservative in our where we place that line. Others tend to be exopolitical and fly off planets to Mars every chance they get. Here's another interesting question. I seem to recall, and this is from Blowfish. He seems to recall a UFO which he thinks you might have said was in the shape of a World War II Lancaster bomber. And I think it was a report in the 60s. That's question one. And then he wants you to share with us your feelings about the new Area 51 Roswell book by Jacobson that talks about the Mengele fantasy. Why don't you tell us about that sighting of a Lancaster bomber?
Well, this is the sighting I referred to some moments ago. I was in my flat alone on a Sunday. And it was a strange day. I went to Shepherd's Bush to see some friends of mine. They weren't there. I then walked back to Notting Hill. On my way, I saw a cinema there, which was showing a soft porn film called Salon Kitty. No, I went. I went into the, there's a confession for you. I went into the cinema and saw the film, and I thought to myself, "My God, am I getting to the stage where I go? I go to porn cinemas with my raincoat across my lap?" And I thought, "My God, I've got to get out of here." Right. So I walk home and I buy some cat food at the local supermarket. Believe me, the ending of this story is not as boring as it. I get to my flat, and it's got a set of Victorian railings to the right of it. I look to the left, and I see a light, a big light, in the sky. It was kind of, if it was a real light, it would have blinded me. I would have put up my hand to my eyes. But it was one of those lights that's huge, and you stare at it, and it doesn't give you eye ache. To my left, I then see, this is the most amazing experience of my life, the outline of a Lancaster bomber. One of the, it's a world, well-known aircraft for the Second World War, mind you, hovering above. And I looked to the left, and I saw this ghost-like figure, very definite, of a Lancaster bomber, of all things, blacked out. Its engines were not turning. It was making no sound, but it was a Lancaster bomber of the usual size and dimension of such a thing. And it was hot. It was still over the square, hovering over the square. And I then shouted down to the basement flat to my girlfriend, Karen. And I said, Karen, come on now, look at this. She came out across the basement area, mounted the stairs to the pavement level, and the light was still there, shining across her face, and I've never seen anyone so astonished as Karen. She would, and there was the bomber, there was the light, and there was Karen, a mouth agape. And then the Lancaster bomber morphed into a delta wing shaped flapjack style UFO and shot off north at a tremendous speed. Karen said,
"Shape the light."
I looked at the light, which is still there, and another light came out of it, did six waves of a sine wave of all things, and then vanished. We were left gutted. Silently, we descended the steps to Karen's place, her basement flat. And now, here's the number one trick. She went inside, I went inside, and there, on the settee, was a man in black. I swear to you. And I couldn't believe it. He was a nice guy. With silvery blonde hair. Long.
Sounds like the classic UFO entity.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was smartly dressed, very well spoken, and he told us a tale. He'd come to see Alan, who lived upstairs, but Alan wasn't in, and so he knocked on Karen's door below and asked if he could stay for a while until Alan returned. Now, let me tell you, in Notting Hill, anything can happen. And it was about 20 past 11 at night. And why on earth Karen let in a stranger, I'll never know. And she doesn't know how he got in. Because if a stranger, not believe me, in those days in particular, Notting Hill was a dead rough place. You didn't open the door at 11 o'clock at night to strangers. But she let him in. And he made polite conversation for a while. I was gobsmacked. And he then said, took off his raincoat and said, thank you very much, but I don't think Alan's going to come back now. And so, I'm a friend of his. So, he went to the door and Karen let him out, shut the door. I leapt across the room and opened the door.
This is taking a while to get to a finish. We're going to have to break here. We have Colin Bennett. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Back with Colin Bennett, author of the book Flying Saucers Over the White House and some other books. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. I'm the Paracast. Colin, can we just kind of wrap this up? There's some more questions we've got to ask, okay?
Yes, okay. What, do you mean wrap up this tale?
Wrap up this particular story before we get on to others.
Okay. I opened the door, and this was the most astonishing experience of my life. He wasn't there. Now, the next day, I saw this said Alan, and I said to him, hey, a friend of yours was here last night, but he couldn't find you. I described him, and Alan said, I know no such friend of that like that. So we're left with that, the question mark. And when, so when people talk, I've written about this for Nick Redfern's book, new book, on Men in Black.
I should tell our listeners that we're going to very shortly have Nick Redfern on the show to talk about that book.
Yeah, Chris, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's also one of our guest co-hosts. Chris, would you continue?
Yeah, so what do you think, Colin, of the new Jacobson book on Area 51 and the alleged story about Roswell? Are you familiar with it?
I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm not familiar with that book yet. It's probably on my reading list very soon.
Yeah, it just
sorry,
came out. It's been creating quite a controversy. It has a storyline of an unnamed scientist mentioning something about Roswell being a PSYOPS program, basically, or a PSYOPS event by the Russians with the help of Joseph Mengele and genetically altered children made to be look.
What it brings in Joseph Mengele?
Well, Anthony Bogalia, who's a very intrepid digger, has found the actual scientist who did not divulge his name, but did admit that he was the one that was quoted in the book, and so we do have a second source corroborating at least the statements were made.
Did I hear you mention the name Anthony Bogalia? What was his name again?
Anthony Bogalia.
Yeah, right. He's the one that regularly travels to Mars on a DARPA time machine.
Oh, no, that's Andrew Bisaggio, I think.
I apologize to all lawyers reaching for the defense.
By the way, we have a bunch of lawyers who hear the show every week and they look for someone to sue. Hopefully not us because we have no money.
Okay, well, how about Bentwaters? What do you think of how the Bentwaters case has been progressing over the last few years? I know you're very familiar with that case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that to me and to most people was a genuine visitation. It really was. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the head of an American airbase, yeah? It's got nuclear bombs stacked in the shelters, believe me. And it's got, at that time, it's got, I think, F-111s, I think, lined up. This is a serious base that, you know, could cause nuclear devastation. And, you know, the team in charge of it must have been well vetted for their sanity and stability. And to have the commander-in-chief come out of his lair of such a base as this, you know, with all its security forces, Jesus, it must have been something tremendous. And there we are. I believe that book by Left at the East Gate, that's quite a famous book now about that incident. And I believe every minute of it, quite frankly. We still don't know what they are, these visitors, but we've got visitors. We don't know what they are. You know, we don't know how advanced they are. We don't even know if they regard us as neutral enemies or anything. But it's a genuine phenomenon, and we have to deal with it as best we can. But, of course, innumerable critics have come out to trash the case. There is occasional wonderful, wonderful, wonderful comedy by a leading, at the time, British ufologist, who said that the triangular thing seen in the forest by the commander-in-chief of Bentwaters was a reflection from a lighthouse. I thought that rivaled Marsh gas.
Yeah, that's always struck me as being kind of funny that highly trained personnel wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a lighthouse that wasn't even pointed in the direction of the forest. So you're pretty much saying that the Peter Robbins book got it right, that it was a genuine visitation by something other, and that that this is a legitimate case. Have you heard of any other similar cases in England? This is about part three of the question. Have you heard of any similar landings or potential crash retrievals in the British Isles?
No, not on this level, which Peter Robbins has written a classic about. It's a great book by Robbins. I love that book. I've read it several times. And Robbins has a good analytic brain. And
he does.
He said right, I'm afraid. I accept it as some kind of Bible, that book. And what he did establish, to my mind, was the genuine objectivity of the phenomenon. Here we have something peculiar, out of human ken, that happened in that forest. And indeed, just harking back a few minutes to my seeing that Lancaster bomber, I tell you, these things happen. These things are seen. Because we live in a mysterious universe. I mean, let me sound like a cliche. It is a cliche. I apologize, America, for using a cliche.
Well, join the club. Welcome to Cliche in America, the new show. Joining us.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. When you're faced with these things, you're often driven down to cliche. And the Bentwood case, as far as Britain is concerned, is the most important UFO encounter.
I was going to say, yeah, I tend to agree with you, too. I think it's one of the better cases we have out there.
Commander Holt, of course, is still writing about this, the commander of the base. You know, he's still writing quite a few things about this, that incident. You know?
It was a life-altering experience for him. Yeah, totally changed his reality view.
Oh yeah. Now, the reality view. This is the object of the phenomenon. You know, that changed the reality view. Mm. It certainly changed my reality view. Even though it wasn't spectacular as Bentwater. Mm. Certainly changed mine. That occasionally, you know, we go into this amazing dimension of experience.
Yeah, I have a very similar experience where I was told about an antique, 1950 helicopter flying over a ranch with a strange yellow color. And the following morning, as I'm typing up my notes from, interviewing the witnesses to this event 13 years prior, I'm typing up my notes and what flies over my house, but an antique yellow helicopter in broad daylight. It absolutely blew me out of the water. I've never been the same since, as Gene can testify.
Well, as a matter of fact,
he changes every day.
Yeah. That's the theatricality that your correspondent wrote about.
We'll get into more theatricality and a lot more. Next week, it'll be about Men in Black with none other than Nicholas Redfern. Colin Bennett joins us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast, because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Is it all theatricality? Is it all a show for us? I'm Gene Steinberger in the Paracast with Chris O'Brien. Our guest is Colin Bennett. Let me ask you a quick question, because we have a few more subjects to cover before we let you go. And that is a lot of what we see with regard to UFOs all theatricality on the part of someone or something?
Well, I wrote an article for, I write regularly for UFO magazine, you know, the Burns. And my view is that of the cargo cult view. You know the cargo cult?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, when the natives first saw American servicemen in the Second World War, the first thing they noticed were the colored labels on tins of Spam, yeah? And they asked the American troops, where was this land of glowing, blonde, Californian girls with holding tins of Spam? And the Americans said, oh, that's just, in Pigeon, that's just a lot of nonsense. It doesn't exist. But you're eating the Spam, aren't you? When you're eating the Spam, are you also eating the girl? And I think that this cultural confusion is of that nature. Are you eating the girl?
And that's an interesting analogy.
Yeah. I put forward a scenario whereby a film company, I wanted to illustrate the confusions that can occur in cross-cultural reference with regard to theatricality. Supposing a film company, I imagine, came from this island where they're still building bamboo B-29s and bamboo radios, hoping for the Americans to come back and bring them spam and pictures of California girls. Suppose this film company is making a war film, and supposing they want a Japanese Zero, a Mosquito, or several other American types in the air. You can't get them these days. So what you do is to get light aircraft and mock them up as Zeros, etc., and Thunderbolts and various types. Okay, so you're looking at illusion after illusion. And supposing one of these aircraft crashes with real courses, you're into illusion after illusion with the ancient pilot gear on. In other words, what I mean to say quite briefly is we don't quite know what we're looking at. Hello? Yeah, we don't quite know what we're looking at. Now, supposing in this film there's a mock radiating force comes in from the sea, and some of them are acting as corpses. They're not really corpses, they're just acting as corpses. And then you see the real corpses from the aircraft. They are real corpses. But you can't distinguish between the phony corpse and the real corpse. Now, this is a very quick example as to they're going to go back full of these cross-reference illusions, and they're going to build models of them. This is what they did in Cargo Cult. And they got very confused. I mean, an American radio set built of bamboo is not going to work. and no matter how you twist the knobs. And therefore, they got very angry and said, you fooled us with this apparatus. It's not working. And so...
kind of reminds me of trying to look for E.T. with radio telescopes. Okay, Colin, one of our moderators on the forum, Angelo, is an open-minded skeptic of sorts, and he asked your typical kind of skeptical question, and that is, millions of people have smartphones that are able to shoot high-def video. With so many cameras out in the wild, why are there no good photos or videos of UFOs, or at least none that leave nothing to the imagination?
Well, when you're photographing something which has one foot in one dimension and another foot in quite a different dimension,
but you're assuming that, Colin. You're assuming it has one foot in this dimension and the next one. On what basis do you make that conclusion?
Well, there are esoteric dimensions, and the UFO
Well, that's another assumption here. Okay. How do we know there are esoteric dimensions?
Because wishes work. Love works. Hello?
Okay. So we should...
We think we live in a...
We're here. Go ahead.
3-1, okay. We live in a moral and imaginative dimension. We don't live in a factual dimension completely. We make irrational assumptions, which are the basis of our moral and imaginative life.
But what does that have to do with other dimensions? Just because we're emotional beings and we screw up?
These are other dimensions.
How so? How so?
The affections and our powerful things and the belief systems which thread the world and give us our moral basis, they're all consist of dimensions other than the mechanical dimension. You know, I'm sure that you don't live by a mechanical dimension. If you say you do, I don't believe you. You know, you are irrational at times. You are consumed by emotion at times. You cry at times. You laugh at times. All these things are moral dimensions. You are moved powerfully by human beings, the things they say. You can't prove anything about human beings using an argument like this, but you couldn't live without them. You couldn't live without these envelopes of irrationality, of emotion, of concern for other human beings and yourself. Hello.
Well, that's kind of it's you're what you're doing is you're kind of avoiding a mechanistic definition of dimension. In terms of height, width, and depth, you're looking at consciousness as being its own sort of separate dimension in and of itself.
Look, if I saw a small child wandering by the canal one day when I was down a walk, I wouldn't pick it up and throw it in the water for fun. That's because I'm a moral creature. I think that life is holy and wonderful, and imagination, and full of imagination and love, and these are other dimensions to me, because, something like a Nazi or Adolf Hitler, they didn't have these dimensions. Yeah, they were null and void. They hated. And I think that aspects of the UFO phenomenon are teaching us to remember and cherish that the sense of wonder in the universe.
Now, that raises a more interesting question here, which goes back to something I'm often accused of saying over and over again, something that Ray Palmer once said in Flying Saucers magazine. Flying saucers are here to make us think. So I gather this is the impression that you create with what you're saying.
Yes, indeed, yes. Yes, indeed, yeah. That puts it in a nutshell. And we've been thinking for the past 2 hours, and I think that it's been profitable, and I've enjoyed it. And these are fascinating. Nothing could be more fascinating than this kind of discussion, because it leads you into so many areas: technology, morality, imagination, and we could, of course, be being seeded by this.
But that would imply, Colin, and we kind of have to move it up here. That would imply, Colin, that maybe it doesn't matter whether or not we find an ultimate answer to UFOs, that they are here, that we think about them, and that we think about the possibilities, maybe more than sufficient, maybe like a good science fiction novel that inspires engineers and scientists to create cell phones and iPads and stuff. We have Colin Bennett. The book is called Flying Saucers Over the White House. And if you have a comment or a question about the PowerCast, write us. news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. We will read each and every message we get. That's a promise. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
G PCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
And if you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, write us. News@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. Colin Bennett joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris O'Brien is with us. And we're trying to put it all together, as people say. So the big question here is about the UFO experience and so forth and so on. That the physicality doesn't matter so much. It's more about what we think about it, how it influences us, how it changes us.
Yes, just going back momentarily to my cargo cult illustration. They see, they built a radio set, airplanes, and fashioned a whole religion about a reflection of what they saw the American culture bringing to the island during the war. And they built bamboo aircraft, bamboo radio sets, and indeed bamboo churches. I'll just end on a brief note. When researchers went back to these islands in the 60s, they found these things still intact. They formed these falsehoods, these patent falsehoods of bamboo radio sets. They formed the core of a genuine religion. How about that? In which, you know, all kinds of moral views formed. But heartbreaking, pathetic notes of immense pathos was that on the front of one of the bamboo radio sets was a picture of Betty Grable holding a tin of Spam.
Yeah, I guess the Virgin Betty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a point well taken. It's just that Angelo is wondering, you know, with all the technology we have, we do have a phenomenon that's flitting through our skies that does manifest. It does appear to have physicality. Why aren't there more photographs and good videos of UFOs?
Well,
instead of all these hoaxed Photoshop jobs that we see now.
Well, I'll answer that. The guy who made the bamboo radio set could well ask, why haven't you got more better pictures of Betty Grable?
Good answer.
It's a good
I think it's a good answer, actually. And that's an area that I have been working on for the past few years, and that is the tricksterish quality that these phenomenal events seem to have. There's some sort of mechanism of tricksterism that's involved, and And I think that that's part of the carrot that is pulling us forward and expanding our awareness, forcing us to think in new and different ways. So, no, I think that was a very good answer. It's a very tricksterish answer, but I think it's very applicable
to the
question.
That's it. He's going to build the picture into the religion. He's going to build that picture into the religion.
Yeah. And there's a Jacques Vallée 101, basically, and also a little bit of Kiel thrown in there as well. So what do you think of breaking down this particular control mechanism, which seems to be operating? How do you go about dissecting it and breaking it down into its constituent parts? Can you do that? Do we have the ability to actually dissect the control mechanism that's at operation here?
Well, yeah, the nearest approach to analyzing the trickster element, the control mechanism, is to see show business and royalty as magical systems. They make people believe, despite themselves. Glamour, that's the key to the universe. Glamour and performance, these are the original trickster elements anyway. Theater, and now we have more powerful things than theater. Now we have, obviously, the whole range of electronic media, which are putting images into people's heads. Now, this is the heart of tricksterism and magic, putting images into people's heads. Already, we have show business, for example, which is pure tricksterism. You can't have a girl. No, it's pure tricksterism. It's taking over.
You think?
With science as, now this is my own personal view, with science as a support mechanism for media. Science as a technical support mechanism for mounting media. More and more sophisticated forms of media to project and control people's minds. If you can put images into people's minds. These are powerful images, you know. Powerful images from television, from the web, from everywhere. Overwhelming FACT. Overwhelming objectivity. Overwhelming taste and opinion. Saturating humanity with images which are sexy and powerful sweetmeats, if you like, which totally take over our belief system, take over our imagining. Now, the thing is this. Control of the imagination, if you have control of the imagination, and this is what the evil Dr. Goebbels taught us, if he taught us anything, the swine, imagination is everything. Seize the imagination, you can do anything. And that's the only thing that Nazism left to us. A warning. Hello?
We're always here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We pretty much, I think we kind of blown all our questions out. I just love the analogies that Colin is using here. I think it's very instructive. One question that I have is, what sort of advice would you give someone that's newly interested in this field, who's maybe a younger person that wants to get involved? What sort of advice would you give them to ground them to be able to approach this very, very difficult subject?
Well, I would say read as much background as you can. Before you go into it,
do you have a list of authors that you would recommend other than yourself?
Yes, some are very well known. Read Jung on Dreams, Memories, and Reflections. That will change your life.
Yeah,
that's a very
flying saucers, the myth of things seen in the sky.
Yes. Jung is the greatest pointer in my opinion, and he's dead years ago, but he's still a major thinker, and his books. Combine spirituality and science and the esoteric, particularly things such as alchemy.
So start with Jung, then go where from there?
I'm sorry, would you say it again?
Start with Jung, get yourself familiar with the idea of the collective unconscious and the whole collective nature of the human experience. And then where would you go from there? After you've read Jung, where would you go? Vallée, Kiel? Why don't you throw some names out
indeed,
there?
Yes, indeed, the classic authors, yes. Yes, certainly, John Kiel, Mothman Prophecies. If you read the Jung first, you'll understand books like Vallée's Passport to Magonia, which is a very important book.
Very important.
Yeah. Yeah. He really hit the nail on the head there.
Okay, so you're suggesting go with, you know, the great thinkers in the field before you get into the real artists like the Whitley Strievers and the people that write riveting narratives.
Go with the thinkers riveting
first.
Narratives. I mean, you take you pay your money and you take your pick there.
I'll tell you what, that's a good way to end it. That's a good way to end it. Colin Bennett, the book is called Flying Saucers Over the White House. Colin, where can we find more of the things that you do? Do you have a website?
I've recently been ill and my website's down. It's been down for a couple of months. It's the Combat Diaries. But I don't recommend it at the moment until I'm on my feet again and got it updated.
Okay, well, if you click on the link to the book at theparacast.com, you can buy yourself a copy from Amazon. The book, again, Flying Saucers Over the White House, the inside story of Captain Edward J. Ruppelt and his official U.S. Air Force investigation of UFOs. You contact us, news@theparacast.com, news@theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien can be found all by his lonesome at ourstrangeplanet.com, ourstrangeplanet.com, undergoing renovation by our crew.
That's right. Under construction.
That's something like that. But you can still get loads and loads of content there. Colin Bennett, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Chris. And good night to America.
Okay, I think he's left the building. Okay, Colin Bennett has left the building. Now, Chris, old friend, would you please tell me what he was talking about? I have no idea.
Well, you know, Colin is an exceptional writer. I really did enjoy the book, UFOs Over the White House. But honestly, Gene, I really there was quite a bit of it that it either went through me or right over my head. I'm not sure which. I'm going to have to listen back to it to decipher some of those exchanges.
Okay, listeners, the challenge is, if you know what Colin Bennett was talking about through a lot of these exchanges, feel free to post your opinions on our forums, forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. Meantime, Chris and I are going to sit back and try to figure it out.
I'm still scratching my head there a little bit.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. Hey, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.